So what do I do? So after now after the chorus, no, I'm over yesterday, and then go back to verse one. Yeah. Oh no. Going back to yesterday, love was such an easy game. I messed up. Yeah. So after the chorus, going back to yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
So there's a couple of things that could fix this, so it could be quite a bit bigger.
Okay.
The refrain could be pushed in, for one thing.
Yeah.
And then this verse and this verse are the same, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, no.
Except for the hmms at the end. So I'll look at fixing that too and push the refrain in and fix that. Make this a repeat of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's pick up the last line of the chorus.
In fact, when I think about it, here's the refrain followed by that, and here's the refrain followed by that with a funny ending. So I could put all of that in a box and then say repeat.
Okay.
With the hmm hmms at the end.
Oh yeah, hmm hmms at the end. So, but I just messed up because I did the orange and I didn't see the orange. That's how like all these markings that mess me up sometimes. So, I think we're good.
Okay.
There's a couple of places where I sort of quit playing because I always have trouble finding that note, and I'll practice
which
that.
One?
On all, yesterday, all.
Oh, okay.
Once I find it, then I catch up to you.
Oh, you have an A minor. I have an E7.
I have A minor.
Oh.
Oh, is that?
Over far away.
That's not one I gave to you today, is it?
Oh, I have an A minor on far away.
You didn't give me anything.
You have something different there.
Yeah, this is E7. Yes.
See, right here, you're different.
So
audit. This is correct.
Yeah, that's what you have here too. This came from somewhere. Maybe it was one Jules put together.
Maybe, yeah, Jules.
It looks like what he would do with these lines.
Okay.
So these two are the same, right?
It should be.
Yeah, the ones that we were playing. Yeah.
Okay.
This is my handwritten. You can have this, if by the way.
This is the same.
Yeah, it's the same. I just retyped that.
Okay, I'll borrow this. I'll get it back to you.
Well, you don't need to get it back to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll look at changing that last part.
And so now it's...
Okay, so I see we go back to here, refrain, and then we start this again. And at the end we go...
You want to just go over that? Okay, so let's pick up last line... of the last chorus. Okay.
Love is such an easy
home on the ranch.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a dirty place.
So I have an introduction on that. Okay. I'll work on that. Oh, give me your home, where the buffalo roam, where the deer at the end.
Three, four times.
Transition, is that good?
On the I play E7 because E doesn't. I play E7 and it seems to be all right. Because I don't do E's.
Two and okay.
You don't do E's with E's.
Not with E's.
Where the buffalo.
I like E7.
Three, four times.
Yeah, three, four times. So
so we got to remind ourselves that we're changing.
I know. So E7 is better than E.
Where are you putting an E7?
This is E on the refrain, the last first line.
It says E.
Oh, in E7, right there.
Because yeah. Isn't E7 easy on the guitar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you just add the pinky. It's no big deal.
No, there's a much easier E7. Play an E. And lift up your middle finger. No, your ring finger, I mean. That's an E7.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the easy E7.
What's this?
That's more of a bluesy E7.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, but if you have
trouble. Oh, this is E7 too?
Yeah, that's E7. Okay. It's not as bluesy, that's all.
So here the difference. Easy. This is easy, right?
Good.
Okay, so.
I like the other one better. Yeah, I like the simple one better. Because this is not a bluesy song. Mm-hmm. That E7 is used in a lot of, that fancy one is used in a lot of blues songs.
Okay.
Take your choice though. Nobody's going to
notice. Yeah.
They both will sound good.
Yeah.
So what should I put in the notes? E7.
I don't care what you play. I play an E7 because I can't play an E.
I'll put an E7.
E7.
I'll put an E7.
Easy or
play whatever you want.
Yeah. No, really, we should make it easy for everybody.
Yes.
Unless there's some real good reason to say, heck with you.
I know. Last song.
Jambalaya.
Oh, crawfish pie.
Yeah, we you know. vary the pace, and I'm glad we're ending with the peppy one.
Yes. Thibodeau Fontenot.
I says here instruments only, verse 1, as an introduction.
Oh, okay.
And then I also noted here says with two notes. Goodbye, June. So if you hear these two notes, we're just going to start like. And play instrumentally the first verse, and then we sing.
Okay.
Let's try. One, two.